Hello, and welcome to another episode of Fluently Forward. I am really excited for this week's podcast episode. We have on Talia and Alexis from the Bad Vibes podcast. You have probably seen Alexis and Talia all over TikTok and Instagram, and maybe you've listened to their podcast too. I am obsessed with it. Please go check it out after this. It's just a great, refreshing take. They talk about their candid opinions on influencers and celebrities and lifestyle choices, and they really are like unashamed in their opinions, which I fucking love, obviously. Like, even if someone has an opinion I do not agree with, I just like strongly held opinions. It really makes me respect someone. So anyway, please go check out their podcast after this. And in this week's podcast, we are going to be talking about blind items and just kind of general tea on influencers, social media stars, YouTubers, things like that. I did a similar episode like this with Molly from Trend Lightly, and we just kind of cover more. We also talk about the Caroline Calloway party because Talia and I both went to that. So it's just a little wrap up of everything. So without any further ado, let's get into it. All right. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Fluently Forward podcast. Today I'm here with the co-hosts from Bad Vibes. We have Talia and Alexis. Welcome to the show, guys.
We are thrilled.
This is the best day
We're
ever.
So excited to be here.
We are your biggest
fans. We genuinely are. Huge fans of the pod.
I'm your fans back. When I heard that you guys were having a podcast, I was so excited. I like immediately followed it on iTunes? No, that's not it. The podcast app.
Yeah.
And I love it because you guys should talk other influencers. You just talk about like celebrities, and it's just like an authentic voice. I feel like so many people nowadays are doing like the PR lingo of like, I don't know much of this person's content, but they seem so nice and their fashion's great. And I'm like, no, I just want to hear like, what's your take on someone, you know?
Honestly.
Do you like them or do you not? Exactly.
Right.
So how did you guys hear about blind items? Was it through TikTok?
It was through you.
Through you. Okay. Completely through you. And you opened us up to the other blind items podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You opened
Beyond
us
the
up
blind.
To
Beyond
yep,
the
Celebrity blinds. Memoir Book Club.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm obsessed
them.
Now.
Yeah.
I love all of them. And those are really the only people on the internet that I won't talk shit about. You won't hear me with the Celebrity Memoir Book Club girls being like, oh, like they seem really nice, but they're kind of blah, blah, blah. No.
Yeah.
No bad things out of my mouth about any of these blind items people.
100%. Because like, it's so fascinating. Opens you up to a whole other world because we all know that not everyone is perfect. And so being able to like hear it from quote alleged insiders, it's just, it scratches an itch.
What's the most like shocking, surprising blind item that you weren't expecting to hear or know?
Selena Gomez and Tyga's gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mine was probably Selena Gomez as well. Who else was gay? I always kind of had a feeling about Leo, but now like you really, you've convinced me. And Taylor Swift, I'm convinced as well.
I did spend, while I had COVID, a couple of days deep in the Gaylor Reddit, like
is the Gaylor subreddit, Gaylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. After you introduced that,
they
put
it together.
Looking at the videos, zooming in, it was crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone posted a picture in the Gaylor Swift subreddit, I think today or yesterday, of the way that Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn hold hands. And for as creepy as I am, I had never noticed it. They're holding hands like this. They're just like grasping each other's
fingers.
Yeah, fingers. It's never clasped.
That's how you, no one holds hands like that.
At Jewish summer camp, we used to say if they were holding hands like clasped, it was you're in love. But then if you were like the other way around, it was
just a heavy like.
You just kind of like made out once on Shabbat and then you moved on.
Not on Shabbat.
So you heard it here first. Taylor and Joe made out on Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They're not in love, though.
But they're not together.
Yeah, no. Really. They just make out.
Yeah. No.
So I thought today we could go through some YouTuber influencer blinds because I think some of these you guys might know, you know, just through the grapevine. But I just think it's fun to dive into the world. Some of these people kind of spill their blind items themselves, like Tana Mojo. Something happens to her, instead of a blind item, she's like, let's do a story time and I'll tell you about the sugar daddy who like fucked me in the ass. And you're like, okay, okay, okay.
Respect.
But other people, it's very, very different. Let's start with James Charles. Thoughts on James Charles?
Negative thoughts. Negative thoughts. He's like a predator, right? And also, like, I don't know. Jeffree Star is the most racist one, but
I felt like there was issues
with James Charles that I can't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the James Charles predatory situation.
Oh, my God.
I just know about his Bring Me a Little Water.
me a little. Or when he went, womp, womp, womp. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, it's the same energy as Halsey singing in the mall. Yeah. And Bobby Brown singing on her computer. Was it the Beatles song? Right?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I love celebrities trying to sing. Okay, go ahead. Anyway. Tell me about James Charles.
He had basically been in trouble because there had been so many different instances where he had been caught talking to an underage, I was about to say underage man, you know, boy. I feel like whenever they're in the teens, you're like, you're not a girl, not yet a woman. So all of these like 16-year-old guys that James Charles had been talking to, hooking up with, and James Charles is always like, I had no idea that they were under the age of 18. It says it in their Snapchat, you know.
Yeah.
It says it on their Instagram bio where he found them. So it's just, and it's happened so many times over and over again. You would think the first time you get, you know, quote unquote canceled for sleeping with someone who's underage, you would be like, I will forever, for the rest of my life, check someone's ID. Like, this will never happen again. Mm-hmm. It's happened to him like 8 times now. So it's like very obvious. So we have two blinds, one saying this A-list makeup influencer gave an STD to an underage teen he raped. Allegedly. What?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then we have another one saying this male makeup influencer admitted this week that he has probably slept with many boys who are underage. He's said that in videos. He just assumed that if they interacted with him, that they were of age. The police knocking on his door next week for his most recent statutory rape will be an eye opener.
Jesus. Did the police come?
I don't know if they did. I also feel like that would be handled not, you know, like publicly. You know, like tape, do not cross. But I just find it insane that he is still making videos when he has admitted to all of these things happening. He hasn't even been like, oh, you know, like we just talked. He's been like, no, like we hooked up and they were underage, but it was a whoopsie and it won't happen again. Cut to 3 months later, you know, my biggest apology, and it happened again. So he's one of those people that just flies underneath the radar for doing literally illegal things.
Yeah, I think that that's a really weird thing that happens with influencers, and especially like the super big ones, is that they'll do some fuck shit. Mm-hmm. 10 million views on the next video. Yeah. I'm like, what? Are you okay?
You just talked about this on your Instagram, I think, about Olivia Jade and how.
Yeah, Olivia.
No, all my nobody's close really friends. Cancelable.
Like, no one is really ever canceled.
I have one on her. So let's move to her.
We grew up in the same community.
As Tinks and Emma Chamberlain, by the
way. Oh, really? Are they all friends?
Bader. I don't know if they're all friends, but I followed the PR company on Instagram because I was like, oh.
They good, fought, PR
like, good PR yeah. company. Yeah. And then the people they post, and they have Alex Cooper, Emma Chamberlain, Remy Bader.
I fucking hate Alex Cooper.
Like all these people. Okay. They've got everybody, and they do a phenomenal job with it.
Oh, yeah. They've turned these people into like actual like Wikipedia page.
You I know need to know are. Like who the CEO is because I know they've got connects.
No, yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I have the high school tea on Olivia Jade.
Oh, what's that? Yeah, because you're from LA.
I went to school in LA. I was in like, you know, the West Side LA private school.
Was she just like
throwing
all the time?
I mean, we knew that this was happening. Oh. Like, yeah. It was a very public thing who this guy, it was a Rich Rick. Singer? Rick Singer. A couple of my friends used him. Like, he was very well known in the community, but they didn't all necessarily pay him to use what he called the side door. Mm. There is what they call the back door, which is he explains it in the whole documentary, which is when you would just pay the school straight up and you would hope that they would let you in because of your donation, which, you know, fucking
people
half of my friends,
years.
Everyone I know did that. But then there was his little special side door where he would have you'd pay him extra and he'd make some sort of special sports Photoshop thing. Yeah. And that's what he did with Olivia.
It's been hard. I think for anybody, no matter what the situation is, you don't want to see your parents go to prison.
Yeah.
But also I think it's necessary for us to move on.
Right.
And totally. Move forward. I was a little confused when I saw stuff about what I had written on my application. And I remember writing on my application about my YouTube channel and VidCon, and there were two very different things.
Right.
You know? So there was a lot of it that I was like, whoa.
Everyone knew about this. When it came out, it was like, oh, there's a couple more names. But we all knew.
Yeah, there
who
was
did
a
this?
Girl in my that I had just rushed into my sorority who like was a part of it, and I should have known. Like, because why would you wear a Rolex to rush? But really, like it was pretty common, I guess. But it was just pretty like embarrassing. But she's not canceled. She's back, and she's dating Euphoria Man. Like, please,
allegedly. Yeah. I've seen blinds that he's gay.
Yeah.
And just using people like her and Kaia Gerber to social climb because they're great. Kaia Gerber is
also allegedly gay.
Yeah, I mean, her and Cara Delevingne were like fully making
King
out at
Coachella. He was dating for a while. Mm-hmm.
So the blind on Olivia says, similar to this, apparently the privileged celebrity should have been indicted and arrested like her mother. The barely celebrity offspring, Olivia Jade, is getting upset that people have not raved about her new video and think that she should be in jail instead. She is deleting every negative comment from a video, which must be taking hours. And it's funny, too, because her YouTube channel, when she was in college, she was always talking about how she didn't want to go to class.
I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school.
She was just hanging out with David Dobrik. It's like, you took someone's spot and you don't even want to be here. Like, that's so stupid.
I watched her back in the day. Like, I love those, like, lifestyle girlies.
Yeah, you play it on in the background.
I thought she sucked.
Like, I watched it.
So boring.
I don't think her videos were good at all. She never clearly had, like, put in effort. But, like, when you want to put it on the background,
I'll watch
good
a
shit.
Pretty girl do anything literally for same. About 20 minutes.
Right. And she was always, like, I was like, you're stupid. Like when I was watching you, like there's no way you could have got like, I mean, yeah, like once you
if you're not being,
get in,
if David Dobrik isn't making you look funny in his vlog, you're really not funny because he can make anyone look funny by just going ha 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 as they like fall down the stairs
literally,
and like she would come just like bland toast, you know,
right?
Truly.
So
I do think that she deserves to be canceled, but that's not possible these days.
Or at the very least, she deserves not to have a raving YouTube career. You know, like you already took a spot at a college. Now let somebody else be an influencer.
Right.
You're just taking chances from people
else.
Left and right.
Literally.
Yeah.
You're
give back
rich.
A little bit.
Like,
yes.
Right. Let it go.
How? And you know what's so funny? People who get canceled, no one ever yet has had the great idea to be like, how about in my comeback for the next year, I just donate and like go to a soup kit. You know what I mean? Like, and everyone would know that it's a very obvious, you know, you're just doing this to try to be accepted, but like no one even does that.
Right. Yeah. Just like, try what? Something
like,
good.
Like just be a little remorseful.
Right.
Just a little bit.
Right.
So here's another blind. We're moving on away from YouTube. This TikToker who loves to hate things and her influencer friend whose platform is much more motivational in nature recently landed a podcast deal by sleeping with the female founding members of the company. Did you guys hear that one?
That's a crazy one.
I heard it's wild. I heard it's true. What did you guys hear?
I don't know. We'll have to ask.
Nasty.
We'll have to ask her.
I scissored with Sammy Sage. Yes, yeah. That is true. I did.
Confirmed.
100%.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
It wasn't me.
All right. We'll take it back to YouTube. We do have two, and then a couple that people wrote in on Jeffree Star. One saying, do you remember the rumors that Jeffree Star and Kanye West had hooked up?
Yeah.
That was a fun time to be on the
internet.
All of the memes and stuff.
TBT.
It was saying, you would not be wrong if you thought this YouTube star / awful person / recent accident victim has been trying to dig up dirt on this former A-plus list rapper to get even more attention. And I remember Jeffree Star, when all that stuff was happening, he was like, well, I do live down the street from the Kardashians, and I have seen and heard some shit. And I was like, I would not talk about the Kardashians that way if I were you.
Mm-hmm.
So allegedly, he just wanted to feed the drama.
We have to address something because I woke up today and I was like, huh? I guess allegedly Jeffree Star has been sleeping with Kanye West and that's why they're getting a divorce. And the headline reads, Kanye West might be sleeping with Jeffree Star.
I can't.
And then I'm like, how do we even get to this moment? Like, how would that even be made up? Because we both live
in
the same
Wyoming.
State, right? Whatever. So I guess some girl made up a whole lie on TikTok and it went viral where she insinuates Kanye and Kim are getting divorced because a big male beauty influencer is sleeping with him.
We also have another blind saying, in addition to leaving this influencer / YouTube star because he vastly prefers women to men, this now ex-boyfriend, Nathan, says that he just couldn't handle the nonstop racist remarks of the influencer / YouTube star, which would be Jeffree Star.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
And everyone was very, I think Jeffree's relationship with Nathan was kind of confusing because people were like, Nathan's not gay, but he is with Jeffree Star, but he's only ever been with women. I think like there was a whole lot of intrigue about that relationship.
I don't know much about that, but I do know.
I was never into the
Jeffree Star and like the Tati Jeffree Star.
The beauty guru.
I was
stuff
never was in the beauty calamity. YouTuber.
I think it's interesting that the beauty YouTuber landscape like broke out into drama the same time that like makeup stopped being cool.
Yeah. Like, then it went into the skincare. Maybe we'll see the skincare girls fight skincare, in a couple
like
years.
Hiram.
Yes.
Mm. Oh my God, what happened? I never see him anymore.
He's got a skincare line.
Yeah, I think he like made a business and then stopped doing TikTok, which is kind of the move. That's Victoria Paris is probably
that's
like,
what no, that's exactly do. What she's that's doing. What you should she's do. Trying to be like a Bethany Frankel. She don't
yeah.
know.
As she should.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that makes more sense.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you know what I use therapy for? Well, it's a bunch of things. I kind of use therapy to combat being a TikTok user, not a creator, a user. I love the app, but I do think it's kind of crazy for our brains that in the time span of a minute, you can see 5 different videos that make you feel 5 different emotions like happy, sad, angry, anxious, envious of someone's morning routine. So I love using therapy as kind of a way to actually reverse this and think about my emotions and actually process them instead of just feeling them in the background as I swipe. So BetterHelp is online therapy. They offer video, phone, live chat sessions with a therapist. If you don't want to see anyone on camera, you don't have to. It's more affordable than in-person therapy, and you're matched with a therapist quickly in under 48 hours. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Fluently Forward listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/fluently. That's BETTERHELP.com/fluently.
Okay, Tana Mojo, you guys watch her?
I never got into it. I know exactly who she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know who she is.
I'd be down to like party with her.
Yeah.
She does seem like a fun time. Yeah. And this was, everyone knows she got, you know, married to Jake Paul, but everyone knew that it was fake. Like,
oh, everyone.
Everyone
got
did.
It.
Yeah. And this was just a blind item basically saying that, yes, it was a fake, you know, wedding. And now that she's doing OnlyFans, she convinced a guy to pay $50,000 for a meetup. And she never showed up and screwed him over. And she's done that before, but never for that big of a dollar amount. And this is a guy who collects money for the mob and is not happy. I will say,
she's gonna be targeted by
the
mob.
I think Tana one day is like gonna get into a bad situation and be killed. Like, she is like a cat who has like 27 different lives, and she's always, you know, like sugar daddy this or took a random pill that, and like one day I'm just nervous something's gonna happen.
Right?
Yeah, she is a little She's irresponsible.
Yeah, like
It's gonna get her into some trouble. But yeah. I mean, she does everything for the view.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At the very least, it's not happening to her, and she's not profiting off of it. Like, every mistake that happens in her life, she gets, like, a couple $100,000 for it. So that must be nice. Yes. Now, there was one on Crazy Days and Nights, weirdly enough, moving into Instagram territory, about Caroline Calloway. I know you went to her party.
I did.
Didn't you go to her party?
I went to her party on... Friday night,
she was,
I think,
asking the whole time, where is Shannon? She had me get your number for her.
I'll tell the story of what happened here. Was that the first time you had met her?
In person, yeah. Okay. We FaceTimed and stuff.
So we had been like...
FaceTimed?
She's a big FaceTimer.
Yes.
Yeah, has she FaceTimed
you? So we were like mutuals on TikTok. You know, I had heard the lore of Caroline Calloway. I'm like, oh, fun, she followed me. I'll follow her back, whatever. Never talked to her, never met her. Then... You told me one night, or Serena Glam Demon told me one night, she wants you to come to the party. I was like,
you've been summoned.
In bed. Yeah.
You've been summoned.
Then you texted me the other night, oh, she wants you to come to the party. I'm like, whatever. Then Friday, I get a FaceTime from a random number, and they're like, it's Caroline Calloway, pick up. She's in bed, you know, we just start talking. I'm already kind of weirded out because I feel like I can be very open once I know someone. But when I meet you the first time, FaceTiming in bed, I'm like seeing your bed sheets. It's like so intimate. And then she was
You're so cute.
She was just like, you know, come over to this party, like, you have to. I'm like leaving the city, very dramatic. And then she was like, I was going out to dinner with Beyond the Blind, so I was like, I'm sorry, I can't, I have plans. This is how I know, I'm sure she's nice, raging narcissist, because the first thing she made two demands of me, and we had never even met. Yeah. The first was, we'll move your dinner plans so that you can come to the party. Yeah. Like, girl. No. And then the second one, she was like, and bring a nice bottle of wine. She's like, yeah, like between the three of you, all pitch in on one thing. It made me so mad. I almost bought a 6-pack of Bud Light and showed up with that just to be like, fuck you for even saying that.
Yeah, I'm pulling up my text with her right now.
Yeah. That is really
like, you can't
rude.
Make like a price. We've never even met. And you're like demanding that I change my plans. And then like, you know.
Wait, isn't your apartment like disgusting?
It was pretty nasty when I got there.
Bring two bottles of wine that you are excited about and be ready to explain them to the group. A little sommelier moment. I can't wait to meet you. Blah, blah, blah. And then she said, so excited to meet you tonight. Please bring a TikTok friend and the wine, LOL. Bring two TikTok friends if possible. And tell those TikTokers to use their TikTok ad revenue for a few bottles of good, exclamation points, wine. Tonight is going to be so epic. And listen, I think...
What?
It's just like a very bizarre, like, this is the first time I'm meeting you in person. She is demanding, and she's reminded me now 3 times that I need to bring good wine, okay? That I need to bring, like, she wants to, like, she's like, bring me my jesters, like, bring me my entertainment.
Yes.
It was, you know, and she's called a bunch of times since to discuss these weird plans that she's come up with. Let's all fly down to Florida, and I want to invite you, and I want to invite Fluently Forward and Fibula and...
She doesn't even know my fucking name.
She doesn't. Like, no, she calls you that. And I want to invite, you know, who the fuck was she trying to invite?
Lamb Demon.
Yeah, Sally Dark Griffin. Yeah. All these random people. She's like, everybody's going to come and we're going to... I want to be inspired and you guys are going to help me write. And I'm like, on the one hand, I do want to keep this girl in my life because I think that she's fun and cool. Mm. And I don't think that she would ever do anything to hurt me. But it's just you... And she will admit this. She's the first to admit this.
Yeah.
She is... Like, I don't know if it's manic or... There's an issue. Like she's really only control. Thinks about herself. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And that's okay. That's her brand. And
it
that's
was
who
the
she
nasty
is.
Apartment pictures for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty nasty apartment.
That was it was like, disgusting. I thought that I was walking into like a weird seance or like a sacrifice. Like I was pretty scared walking in there. I'm not gonna lie.
Why did the wine have to be good?
Which it didn't, by the way. It does. Kelly and I brought a $15 bottle of Prosecco, and like everyone, there weren't even cups to drink out.
I drank out of a jar.
So anyway, we do have a blind on her, which I mean, shout out to her. She made it to Crazy Days and Nights. So that's an accomplishment.
She doesn't
She's
even,
been controversial will, for years.
She yes. will listen to this and she won't give a fuck. She'll still call. This is who she is. And she loves it. She's having fun. Her whole brand.
She's made it like this.
Nobody really can figure her out. She's. Yeah. Selfish. She's controversial. She's whatever. This is
her.
She's
so relevant.
Yeah.
This is her.
That's true.
She'd be happy to be on Blind Items, I'm sure. Okay, anyway.
So her blind item says, a chef's kiss to the A-list illiterate Instagram influencer / grifter who has really outdone herself this time. What she does is buy a painting on Etsy for $200, then add a little line of paint and sell it as one of her own for $1,000.
Yeah. The snake oil is a scam too. I tried it.
When I was at the party, she sent everyone home with gifts. Very nice.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get a little trinket after you bring a $500 bottle of Pinot Grigio.
Exactly.
So she poured me a bottle of snake oil. Let me tell you, this girl took out a Costco-sized bottle of fucking grapeseed oil, poured it from the carton
no,
into
she
the
didn't.
Jar, screwed it on, and handed it to me drunkenly, and I went... There's no way this is going on my Irish rosacea skin face.
No,
I was
no,
like,
man.
And then I look at the ingredients on the back and they're like 6 different types of oil. I'm like, well, no. I just saw this get poured from a vat.
I know, it's straight grapeseed oil.
At this point, you have to be dumb to give her money.
Yeah.
No, they're but she also acknowledges that it's a scam. Like, she was very open about that.
Yeah.
But... it's not good. It's not good at all. I just have them on display in my bathroom just for like a conversation.
Yeah, me
starter.
Too. I'm like, I'll give it away to someone because I think it's like funny to have.
Yeah.
So I want to take a break and tell you about Current. Current is an app and debit card that work together so you can spend, save, and manage your money all from your phone. I know that most people are used to using a typical credit card that works with a typical bank, and then you use an app and it's just kind of clunky. So what makes Current different is that they have a very intuitive app design. It's easy to track your spending. It's easy to figure out how to create savings goals, things like that. They also give you different benefits that you wouldn't get with a traditional debit card. For example, you can earn up to 15 times points on every swipe and then redeem that for cashback rewards. And Current is giving away $200 to 10 podcasts podcast listeners throughout the end of March. So all you have to do is download Current at current.com/forward for a chance to win. Current is a financial technology company. It's not a bank. Banking services are provided by and Visa debit card is issued by Choice Financial Group, member FDIC. The current annual percentage yield is variable and it may change at any time. Terms and conditions apply. All right, well, let's wrap things out. We should each list a small-time creator or someone that we like that hasn't been featured by the New York Times that we think people should be paying attention to.
I love, can I look? I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm going to find my favorites.
I'm trying to think small creators. I have a couple. What constitutes small?
Small would be someone with, I don't know, like under 200,000 or something. Or
let's find them.
Someone who just like isn't really talked about that much in the zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
The zeitgeist. That's what I call it.
Way old gay. Obviously, you guys know how I feel about him. You know what? You know who I think is great? Who the fuck? Have you guys seen that video? That's like the guy.
Wait, do you guys know the real HRH collection?
Yes. Guys. Are you crazy?
I know. I'm not saying follow her, but I think we should talk about her because she's so crazy.
I'm sorry, but follow her.
She's crazy.
Somebody once commented, I think you're more of a sane HRH. It was the best comment I've ever had. I printed it out.
Do you and follow it's hanging her on Twitter? Wall. She once tweeted like, she said, do not leave a comment on my, first of all, she'll always go, before you ask a stupid question, just go ahead and block yourself, which I love. And then she'll tweet things where she's like, do not leave a comment on my page unless on your page I can see your side profile and the 360 of your body.
And she was like, so before you come for me, show me your W-2s. Show me, do a 360. That one, I love her.
I'm going to find this person. Okay, okay. EJ having fun.
Okay. Sell us on EJ.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Just these little bits, dude. It's so funny. They did a video about like private school, cool LA dad picks up his kid from school.
Let me see.
Like, you're gonna have to like play it. I need to find it.
His face. See if I know his face.
I don't know their gender. Doesn't say. And I'm kind of unclear.
Wait, I love them.
So I don't want to make any assumptions here, but forgive me if I've misgendered you. But oh my God. Like, actually brilliant and deserves like a comedy representative. Somebody in this industry needs to go, and it's truly so fucking good.
Untapped gem.
Oh my God. The private school dad picking, like, I went to one of these like cool public schools in LA, like the cool in the hills. All the hippie kids went there. You know what I mean? Like all the parents were like play in their bands on the side. The dad's like, you know, Okay, we're gonna go see your nana, your boo boo, your nini. Oh, what jacket did you bring? The Patagonia or the leather?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're growing fresh kale. Actually, mommy harvested the kale today. We're gonna go.
I love those because it feels like I can relate when I have no experience. You know,
so it's
like
fucking
that's
good.
When you know it's like funny shit because you're like, oh shit, I get it.
So good.
I feel like I was gonna plug Hall Baddie, but
oh my god, I was gonna plug Hall Baddie
really?
Too. It was between Hall Baddie and Met Gala Behavior.
You know, my Met Gala Behavior. An icon, an actual icon.
She films with this long selfie stick.
Oh, it's so good.
How do you, Hall, like H-A-L-L?
H-A-L.Baddie. Where does she live, too?
I have no clue.
Somewhere like, it looks like Turkey or something like that.
Maybe. Oh my God, that's so funny. That's definitely not it, but it's
somewhere
outside.
She travels a lot,
she goes outside, yeah.
Which couldn't be me.
And then
I
love Jolie Poli Ravioli. She's like from either Brooklyn or Queens. She's like a thick New York accent. She walks around with her Dunkin' and is like, guys, I can't believe it's not Friday yet. Or she says it in her accent, but she is great style and she's really funny. So.
All right. I'm going to plug, and also because I'm trying to get him on the podcast. Have you guys heard of Antfrodite?
Mm-mm.
He's a YouTuber and he does pop culture psychic readings, tarot card readings. He does it for like Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Gates' divorce, Kanye and Kim, Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn. Almost all of his have come true, and he does some on influencers. Like he did one on Alyssa Violet, and like she commented that everything was spot on. So I want to have him on because blind items are one thing, but when you take it to the spiritual world.
100%. Like, do you remember Maren Altman?
No.
In the early days of the talk, she was she's an astrologer.
Would she come on and like?
No. Well, she's canceled now because it turns out she was stealing her like readings from like these, all these black astrologers. But she was doing these like readings about like, she was predicting the election and shit. Yeah. And so that's how I actually got into astrology, was she was doing videos of like, I think that like Joe Biden will win because of these transits. And I felt so out of control during the pandemic and like the election happening at once that I was like, wait, I need astrology to help me feel better. That's literally how I did not care about it before that. And she, and like,
no one finds astrology like everything's going fine.
Yeah, like, oh, this is great. I was like, I gotta see who's gonna win, like on what days. And she was accurate in the way she predicted it. But then apparently, I don't really know the full story, but I knew I had to unfollow her because the girls were like, did you hear about this?
Who's that rail thin girl that does the astrology?
That's her.
That's her?
That's her.
I saw her
in New York. Oh, the girl who's always wearing red?
Yes. I saw her in Nolita. Yeah. I was like, I never liked her.
But like, she's a psych, like, I don't want to say anyone's psychotic, but she is obsessed with being famous. And she admitted to that. Like, she was obsessed with it. She was
a strategist.
Oh, 100%. She was deep into, it was crazy. Her chart, she was like, I should have predicted my own downfall.
Shut up. Wow. I love that. That's like crazy you could get behind too. You know, like that is the snake that eats its own tail.
And now she predicts Bitcoin and like crypto shit.
Oh, good. She found a new audience.
She got a new audience.
I respect this.
I respect that too, a little bit. Honestly, because you know, the astrology boys are in there.
Grifter.
Or I'm sorry, the crypto boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Grifters. The grifters are in.
Grifters win. They stay on top.
Keep lying, everyone.
All right, well, I don't want to take up any more of your time, but...
You could stay here all night, like, bitch.
We could chat. There's so many people to go through, honestly, like, to chat. Oh, there's so many.
Well, as more people get bigger, they'll have to be part threes and part fours. I mean, thankfully, more people come up, so...
We love it. Oh,
my goodness. Well, thank you for coming on. Your podcast drops Thursday mornings, right? Bad Vibes.
Absolutely.
And you guys are both on TikTok as well as Instagram.
That's right.
But I feel like TikTok is really where the meat of everything is.
The meat's on TikTok.
Yeah, the meat's on TikTok. I do feel like I'm more active on stories.
Can I say something? Yeah. I watch your stories like I'm reading the morning newspaper every morning. When you do that affirmation, I'm like... Yes, like I needed that this morning.
100%. I always say what I need to hear that day.
Yes. No, so. And it always rings true. It's like co-star kind of.
No, you know, I'm just an astrologer.
And they're never annoying affirmations either.
No.
They're very like, they're straightforward. They're not like fucking metaphors or anything.
I appreciate that coming from a hater.
I like her affirmations a lot. I love
when haters
story.
Love, it means something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love this podcast.
I love this podcast so much. I feel so honored because, like, I really do be listening.
I first got into it with the Call Her Daddy deep dive.
Yeah, we did. And me too. Because we were doing research.
The Call Her Daddy, it will forever be one of my favorite topics to talk about. I just find they were so good together and they're so not good on their own.
Yeah.
And I'm just fascinated by, like, why that is and who brings what to the table. And, you know, is Alex Cooper a narcissist or, you know, is she just someone who's a little bit fucking annoying? And sometimes it's hard to differentiate.
I think that she gives me a good aura. I really do think that she seems nice. I completely agree with you that they both are stronger with a co-host. They're stronger together.
Yeah, they need someone to bounce off of. I also think both kind of suck. Pick me energy just really didn't give a net positive to the world, but it is genius in terms of what they put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like girl locker room talk. I mean, other people tried to do it, but it was really good because that's the thing. Nobody likes podcasts, but they were the first podcast I listened to because it was just gossip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's, you know.
Like people, I do feel like podcasts, like you have to give something. Like we're not trying to be mean. Well, sometimes we are, but like at the same time, like on our podcast, like nobody likes everybody. Most people are always talking shit, so don't get mad that we did it in front of a microphone.
Yeah, right? Exactly. All right, until next time, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you. Bye. We love
you. This is so great.
All right, I hope you enjoyed the bulk of that episode, and a huge thank you for Talia and Alexis for coming on. Also, if you could do me a solid, go over, check out Bad Vibes, and give them a 5-star rating, because they said something negative about Joe Rogan, and it got a bunch of 1-star reviews, which I think is just like, there's nothing worse than like you say one thing on a podcast and someone's like, I'm giving you 0 stars for it. So let's go over and give them some 5 stars because I really, really love what they do. Now, we're going to talk about some trending topics. This is one where it honestly feels like I am pulling teeth to have to talk about it, but how could I not talk about it? Because last week we talked about Nixxiom, the sex cult, and how they branded some of the members, Allison Mack. It was actually her idea to use a cauterizing gun to brand the members of the cult. And
Those members have spoken out and said that it was the most traumatic thing that happened to them. And this week on the motherfucking Ellen show, we have Kim Kardashian talking about how Pete has multiple tattoos of her. Anyway, and one of them is a branding that he got done. And at first I was like, that's fucked up. And then she explained the reason why. And then I went, that's super duper fucked up. Because she was saying that he was like in the process of getting some tattoos removed. And basically he doesn't ever want to get another, you know, thing removed. He wants something that can be on him, scarring him for the rest of his life. And I'm sorry. I'm like, what the fuck? That's like way too weird, especially for the Ellen show. Even Ellen, if you watch the clip, her face just like drops and it goes slack when Kim is talking about that. If you scared Ellen DeGeneres, you're doing something wrong. So I think that it's crazy. Also, this was a comment that I saw in the Dumois subreddit, which I thought was really interesting. So I'm just going to reshare it here. Somebody was saying, oh, if Pete Davidson, if you swap the gender and if it was a girl doing all of these things, we would find that girl so crazy. Like if a girl was dating, you know, he dated Ariana Grande, got a tattoo. He dated Cassie David, got a tattoo of her, dated Ariana Grande, got a tattoo of her. Now dating Kim Kardashian, multiple tattoos and branding. Let's say we have a young girl, someone from the SNL cast, you know, let's make it like, let's say Cecily Strong or something like that. Let's say that she dates another comedian, gets a tattoo. We would be like, okay, that's interesting. Then let's say she starts dating Jack Harlow or someone of that caliber and gets a tattoo of him and then proposes to him and like buys him a ring. I'm sure the gender swap doesn't work exactly here. We would be like, okay, this chick has a problem. She has like a tattoo addiction. Then let's say she starts dating a third person on a Kim Kardashian level and gets multiple tattoos and a branding of them. We would be like, she needs a conservatorship. Do you know what I mean? And I know that Pete Davidson has his own mental health struggles, but I do think it's interesting how men in this industry are able to do so much more and women aren't. I mean, just think of the Kanye West music video with like Pete Davidson's head being decapitated. Anyway, the other thing that they were saying, that same commenter was saying that Pete Davidson, he's known for being on SNL, but he has not really been on SNL that much lately, and there's rumors that he's going to be leaving the show, and his comedy is, like, kind of mediocre. Like, he's not really known for being that great at stand-up, so what he's known for is PR stunts and being in these relationships and just kind of, like, being the boyfriend of the moment. So I think it's going to be interesting to see, like, where Pete goes from here, and just like, I hope he didn't actually get branded, because like that will be with you forever. And like, no one ever leaves the clutches of the Kardashians in a good place. Like, you're not going to be happy with that branding. So I don't know, I'm disappointed in myself for even talking anymore about the Kardashians. So let's just move on to another topic. Okay, Bella Hadid's Vogue article and cover. I was talking a little bit about this over on Instagram, and what I have to say is kind of all set on there, but I will say somebody slid into my DMs and they were like, girl, you need to do your research on the Hadid sisters. There's a reason why Bella can't stop modeling, even though it is, you know, making her miserable. And that's because Bella and Gigi are like paying the salaries of their parents and like keeping them afloat and basically funding their lifestyle. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I had seen some blinds of them over the years, you know, like relying on other people for money or yachting. I mean, like every single model has their own yachting blinds. And I always found that interesting because I thought they just came from a wealthy background, especially with their father. But this person was saying, you know, look into it. The father's not been doing well lately, and Yolanda Hadid has also been struggling. So it seems like this thing was set up where Yolanda Hadid knew that her children kind of needed to be cash cows, and that's why she trained them to be models. And I don't know if you have listened to the Yolanda Hadid episode from Celebrity Memoir Book Club. If you haven't, you have to check it out. It is such a trip. It is a great episode. And in it, basically, it's just, you can tell that she really wants her daughters to model, and she keeps saying that she wants them to be able to provide for themselves, provide for themselves, provide for themselves. And I think every parent wants that for their child, but like, not at age 16, not enough to have your daughter get a nose job at age 14. You know what I mean? There is a sense of time, urgency, and rush. Like, I think my parents, you know, want all of their children to provide for themselves, but they do that by getting a good education and, you know, liking your first job and being in a positive working environment. So that way, like, you enjoy your career and then you learn how to provide for yourself. Not that you, like, work yourself to the bone from ages, like, 20 to 30 and then see what happens. So if anyone knows any tea about the Hadid parents or sisters, please let me know because I'm dying to know about it. Okay, so that is it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Talia and Alexis. Please go check out Bad Vibes. Next week, I have Eli Rallo on from, you might know her as The Jar on TikTok. She actually was just here a couple of hours ago, and she was lovely, lovely, lovely. We are talking all about Mean Girls, blind items, and lore, and things like that. And this is actually the first time that I've ever done blind items on a movie rather than a TV show. So stick around for next week, and that's what you can expect on Monday. And thank you guys for tuning in this week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.